Excited you could join us, Kerry into action weekend, taking on Clare. What's the mood in the King?
I think people are glad that that there's a game on the horizon, because the final has been a long break, the 10 weeks, and apparently they've been training very hard and done an awful lot of hard work. You know, I suppose all that work now was aiming for championship. They want to be now and get the ball rolling and get on the road, you know.
Yeah, you mentioned that league final and that win over Dublin. In the past, leagues weren't something that maybe Kerry would be over excited about, but I think that was an important win.
That was a very, very important win, and a lot of comparisons drawn recently to in Kerry. We won the league in 1997, and Kerry were going through a bit of a barren spell at that time and hadn't won an All-Ireland since the 86. And we won a league in 97, and it was the platform when we went down and won the All-Ireland the same year. And, you know, and people are saying, you know, maybe the way that things are shaping up this year, that, you know, that could be the platform to get the team going. It was a psychological boost to the team, especially the younger players, you know, to get over the line and beat Dublin was a big thing. Because, you know, Dublin, obviously, they're the team at the moment, and they don't lose too many games. And any time you can get one over them, it's a big psychological boost for any team.
And tell me, you mentioned Dublin there. What's the view with Dublin at the moment?
Well, I suppose, look, they're the All-Ireland champions, you know. Kerry obviously beat them the last time they played them, but, you know, I get the feeling that Dublin have a lot more in them than they showed that day. You'd wonder, you know, what level of fitness they were at and how much training they'd done. Obviously, they wanted to like losing to us, but having said that, I think they'll be a team to be reckoned with still. You know, they're still the team to beat going forward in the championship, and I think Kerry are well aware of that.
And talk to me about Clare. They're going in, they have a game under their belts, I suppose. That can be a slight advantage.
Yeah, I think it's a big advantage. You know, I was just speaking earlier on, speaking to you before we came on the air, that, you know, I fancy Mayo to beat Galway on the weekend just because they've had a game played. And you know, I think that the game under their belts will make Clare a very dangerous animal as well. You know, they're in their championship mode already, and Kerry are coming in cold after, you know, a lot of training, and the league final is a long way off now. You know, it's been 2 months of grind, and then you come up in a championship game and the team are getting stuck into, and you know, it's not just that easy to turn it on. So I think it'll be a difficult game, and Cusack Park is a tight pitch. Traditionally, Clare have always put it up to Kerry. So,
and talk to me about, I haven't seen a Kerry team. I think it was usually announced on Friday night.
You know, it's later on tonight. You know, there's lots of rumour and lots of talk around the place, and there's talk that Anthony Maher may be back in at midfield. Talk that, you know, some of the younger guys, Kevin McCarthy, Jack Savage, and these guys will be on the team, and that Darren Sullivan, Kieran Donaghy, Brian Sheehan, all these guys are held in reserve and substitutes. So, you know, look, it's the way things are going now. The young guys are coming through, and the old guys have to sit and wait their chance. But, you know, young players, they have a little bit to learn still. You know, they're probably a bit green and a bit inexperienced, but there's definitely potential there. We just have to, there's a kind of a development squad running in conjunction with the senior team at the moment now, and all those players that have come through the last number of years are training alongside the senior team, so hopefully that'll bear fruit in the coming years. But, you know, these things don't just happen. The work has to go into them. Donegal, you're producing some young players at the moment, and there's a lot of work goes into that. It doesn't just happen, you know, and hopefully we'll get the results down the line.
And Tip are playing on Saturday evening in the other semi-final. Who do you expect to be meeting in that final?
Yeah, like I said earlier, I expect, I've had the game under their belt, and, you know, from all the media attention they got and everything, you'd swear they lost the game. They actually won the game. You know, obviously it was close, but they still won. And that scare will have brought them on. And, you know, they'll have been hurt by all the criticism. So I'd expect them to do very well after that.
And as you mentioned, you expect Mayo to come out on top in the West?
I think they will. I think that game that they have under their belt will make a big difference to them. You know, they probably weren't going all guns blazing in that game either, but, you know, Galway's a different proposition. It's the same as Dublin and Meath and Leinster or Kerry and Cork, and, you know, down here, Galway and Mayo is a traditional battle, and they'll be up for it. And Galway are coming in cold after, you know, they haven't played a game of substance since they played Kildare in the Division 2 final. So it's very difficult to just turn it on, especially against the seasoned campaigners like Mayo. They're a team that know how to win games and grind out results, you know, whereas Galway are probably a bit more fluid footballing team, and sometimes that team like that needs the games under their belt to get into their flow, you know.
Anyway, it's going to be the old guard in Munster for you in the final, Cork and Kerry.
I would think so. Tipperary beat Cork last year, but I think it would be a surprise if they beat them 2 years in a row. Actually, seen as Tipperary are missing a number of key players, and their goalkeeper is suspended, and that goalkeeper is key player for them all, so his kickouts are vital to the way they play. And I just think that Cork, the stick that they've got in recent weeks, spurred them on, and I think they'll just be good enough to get over the line in that one. And I think Kerry, you know, they should be good enough to beat Clare. If they're not good enough to beat Clare, well, then they've no business looking at winning All Irelands and everything, you know. So I think they'll have enough to win it, even though I don't think it'll be an easy game coming in cold after a long layoff.